Chapter 35. Evening had fallen over the wooded hillside above the caves of Corvus Skerr, but its tranquil charm was lost on the Black Otter. Sir Anne alternated anxiously betwixt the spot where Springer was trapped beneath soil and stone and her lookout post on the sloping poplar trunk. Sword in paw she perched, peering fretfully for signs of any assistance arriving. Thumping her rudder-like tail on the tree trunk, Sir Anne hurried back to the two air vents she had made, her fierce eyes creased with worry as she whispered to the Gonfalon maid entombed below the earth and rock.
"I think they will be here soon, Spingo. Hold on."
Lack of air was taking its toll on Spingo. She could hear Sir Anne's voice, as if from far off, though she was drifting into blackness, cramped almost double now, pressed in on all sides by sandy sifting soil and the mighty sandstone slab. Avoiding thoughts of her inevitable fate, the young mouse maid pictured images. Her father, Nocco, the Gonfalon pikehead, Filgo, her mother, Bisky, the young redwaller, who had become her dear friend, special moments of her brief life, feasting in the abbey orchard, surrounded by happy creatures, her tears squeezed out onto her dusty cheek at these fond memories. Then the voice came, soft as misty summer morning.
"Friends are near. Live to enjoy life in my abbey, with one who cares for you."
Hearing no reply to her words, Sir Anne called louder.
"Spingo, hear me. I am Zaran, your friend. Speak, say something."
"I've brought help, Zaran. Is she still alive?"
The Black Otter turned to see Bisky, flanked by Nocco and Double, emerging from the trees behind her. She cautioned them.
"Stay clear of the air holes I have made. I cannot get Spingo to answer me."
Nocco bit down hard on his lip.
"She's my daughter, you know, ma'am. She's got to be alive. Do you hear me? Spingo's too precious to lose."
He made a move to shout down the two tiny vents. Double locked his paws about Nocco, lifting him clear.
"Stay clear, sir. Leave it to the mole crew. They'll soon be here."
Bisky sat down on the ground, staring westward at the last scarlet tinges of a descending sun. Sir Anne stared curiously at him. His eyes seemed distant.
"Friend, are you all right? What is it?"
The young redwall mouse blinked, coming out of his sudden trance. He grabbed the Black Otter's paw.
"She's alive. I know it. Spingo's alive."
Sir Anne pulled him upright.
"How do you know this?"
Friar Skirple came trundling onto the scene.
"Probably because Martin the Warrior spake to him, marm. Now, all you good beasts, come out in my way."
Without inquiry or question, Bisky, Double and Zaran moved aside as the mole crew came in. With Gowsome Shrews bearing their digging gear, Skirple moved rapidly about, marking the earth with a small paw pick.
"Right now, if any maid be stuck in her ear, we've got to be digging two long, sloping tunnels. Listen now, here's my plan.